Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Channel 9 Live right here at Microsoft Ignite. We'll get you back to your sessions in just a moment. But first, I have a special guest with me, somebody who sits down the hall from me, but I never see her. Is this my fault or is it yours? I'm never there. I'm always on the road, isn't it? Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, folks. My name is Nitika Gupta. I work on the identity division. I'm specifically in the identity security protection team. Our team's job is to protect our customers across consumer space, which is Microsoft account, and enterprise space, which is Azure Active Directory.
So this is what's super cool. We don't distinguish inside of our teams the difference between something that's happening in an enterprise and then what we do publicly. It's all one engineering team.
Exactly. It's one engineering team. And the amazing thing here is that we learn from our consumer space a lot. So on the consumer space, we have been doing security for over 5 years, and we have brought a lot of the learnings from the consumer space to the enterprise space. So it's awesome to have like both the consumer and enterprise business within the same team, so we can learn from each other, we can share intelligence.
It's all that data. It's all that intelligence. That's what really differentiates it when we move into the enterprise space. All right, so you've had a couple of sessions here at Microsoft Ignite. It was a busy Tuesday, I understand, yeah?
Yeah.
One of the sessions, M365 or Microsoft 365 SecureScore. I got a bone to pick with you SecureScore folks. So in SecureScore, and for those who don't know, it's kind of a gamification, I guess, to increase security within your tenants?
Exactly. So the idea behind SecureScore is it provides you an objective way to measure your security posture. Our customers kept complaining to us about the number of security features we offer, and they don't know what exactly they should deploy, how they should deploy it, and how each of these recommendations matter. So with SecureScore, we have an objective measure to measure your security. So we can give you points. So we can tell you your security is 100 out of 700. And then we can give you guidance on how you can improve that security by deploying some of the security features we offer.
But in the past, identity has been kind of missing, because if you implemented conditional access, it would actually reduce your score because you're not doing MFA for all.
Yeah, so I think Ignite this time is big for us, especially from the identity secure score perspective. Before that, we had Office Secure Score, we had Windows Secure Score. But this Ignite, we are announcing that the Microsoft Secure Score is going to be broken down in 5 different pillars. It's going to be identity, apps, data, devices, and infrastructure. Identity is Azure Active Directory. And within identity, we have done a lot of work in the last few months to incorporate conditional access in there. So if you were familiar with the Office Secure Score, it had controls around require MFA for your admins. But what we wanted you to do there was to go enable per-user MFA for those admins. And we don't tell customers to use per-user MFA. We tell them to use conditional access, which has a lot of flexibility, which is our new policy model. So a lot of customers we talk to, we used to complain that I've deployed user MFA for my admins using conditional access, but I'm not getting points for it. So we have fixed all those gaps. So if you go to the Secure Score today, you should get points for all your conditional access deployments.
So first question. It is available now.
Yes.
We can start playing around with it. Is it in preview? Is it, where are we at in terms of the
release? So it's available in public preview now. So you can go to akams.com/myidentitysecurescore. And then you can see your own secure score and all the recommendations for your organization.
And because it's in public preview, there is some support there so folks can turn it on, at least get some data there and not have to worry about breaking things.
Definitely. So public preview means that the functionality is working, and you can go test it out. We also are looking for feedback. So public preview phase is mostly to get customer validation that the feature works as expected from a large amount of customers. So go check it out. If you have any feedback, any questions on SecureScore, we are eager to hear about it.
So let me ask you about what are the kind of core settings that you would have in the secure score that you really are encouraging folks to get, so that I guess it's get the highest point value initially, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but what are kind of the things that you're measuring in terms of the secure score to give us those points?
Yeah. So we have around 15 recommendations around identity in the secure score. The top ones are required MFA for your privileged roles. You get 50 points by just turning on MFA for your privileged roles. Then we have MFA for your users. You might have heard about passwordless sign-in, hopefully. Or you might have read it in news. So we are pushing for passwordless because all the attacks that we are seeing on our end are related to passwords. So if you can get rid of passwords, you can get rid of 99% of the attacks that we are seeing right now, which is great. But if you can't get rid of passwords and you have to live with them, you gotta use multi-factor authentication. So that's the second highest control in our list. Require multi-factor authentication for your users, and you can take away 30 points. And then we have things like block legacy auth. So we see that blocking legacy auth can reduce compromise rate by 66%. So you can get 15 to 20 points by deploying that capability. So one thing I really want to share here is that the new controls that we have added to the secure score are all rooted in truth. So we have a team of data scientists within the identity protection team. So those are folks who sit in the hallway. We work with them on a day-to-day level. And all the new recommendations are based on analysis that our data scientists have done. So I can tell you that MFA for users reduces compromise rate by 99%. Blocking legacy auth reduces compromise rate by 66%. Deploying our risk policies, the sign-in risk policy, the user risk policy, can reduce compromise rate by 96%. So the recommendations are rooted in data. It's based on the actual attacks we see and the analysis that our data science team has done.
The two big ones for me, I mean, passwordless and just the sheer data that you guys have in terms of, you said 99% of attacks are at a password.
Yeah.
It's just incredible to me to see that something, and it's not an easy thing. It's a hard thing for us old school people and folks out there to get used to not having a password. But then that block legacy authentication, that's the next step, right? And that was a little painful, right? Because you could have applications
exactly
on premises or even hopefully not in the cloud, but other applications that may require it. Any other kind of major pillars that you have or other things you can get into? I noticed you said in terms of the I completely blanked my mind right now.
Risk-based policies.
Thank you very much. Can you go into a little bit more about the risk-based policy and how we kind of figure some of that stuff out?
Yeah, definitely. So we have two different risk-based policies. We have the user risk policy and the sign-in risk policy. The user risk policy is about remediating a compromised user account. So if we see a leaked credential out there in the dark web, so a lot of us reuse username passwords, right? No one wants to raise their hands, of course.
I do. Guilty.
So what if that third-party website that you reused your username password on gets compromised? It means your username passwords are out there. It's a matter of time someone buys them off the dark web and uses that against your enterprise systems. So we as Microsoft have a variety of channels. We work with security researchers, law enforcement. We have researchers within Microsoft, outside Microsoft. And we get that feed of username passwords that are in the dark web. We can compare that against the password hashes in Azure Active Directory and tell you if we have a leak credential for your organization. So now if you have the user risk policy, this is where the power is. What will happen is that the user risk policy will automatically kick in, and it will ask the user to change their password. So the moment we detect that there's a leak credential, the next time the user signs in, they'll be prompted to change their password. Similarly, for sign-in risk policy, the moment we see that it's a suspicious sign-in, for instance, when I got to Orlando, of course, I got a challenge saying, hey, we haven't seen you sign in from Orlando. We need to verify your account. So the moment we see a new location, something suspicious about the sign-in, we challenge with multi-factor authentication.
That's awesome. Everybody at home, go turn this on. Get your secure score in M365. Hey, you've got to go to a session. We're going to be back here after that with more Channel 9 Live from Microsoft Ignite.